boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So Neighbor Man had his 1 second of his 15 minutes of fame yesterday, and he's pretty excited about it.
Oh my God, he's going all Hollywood on you?
Yeah, pretty much. He has been dying for this moment to happen. But he finally got recognized as Neighbor Man
in
public.
The wild.
Yes. He's been waiting for this moment, Taylor. Let me tell you about this. So he's out with me all the time, and people recognize me as Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon. And he gets so excited about this. I think he gets more excited than me because I'm used to it, right?
Yeah.
He'll, like, when we meet somebody at, like, you know, the grocery store or whatever, I meet you and they'll be like, oh my God, you're Destiny. That exchange happens. You walk away, he'll be like, oh my God, that was so exciting. You got recognized. God, was it from your face? Was it from your voice? He gets so excited for me. And he's just been waiting. His goal was to be recognized as Neighbor Man before the end of the summer. I said, good luck, dude.
Okay.
Summer's almost over, honey.
Weird goal to make, but okay.
But that was his goal. Well, last night it officially happened because we went to Dairy Queen. And
God, that sounds amazing.
Sorry.
Oh, don't do that to me.
I forgot to invite you. And we went to Dairy Queen, and this lovely lady, I wish I would have gotten her name, and I'm beating myself up for this. She's recognized me right away, and she goes, oh my God, I just love listening to your show. I work at like a dental office, and every afternoon, we make sure we tune in at 3 o'clock to listen to you guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for listening.
I floss, by the way.
3 times a week.
Anyways.
Plug. Anyways, so I was like, thank you so much for listening. And within like a minute or so, she goes, so you must be Neighbor Man.
Oh my God, exposed.
Exposed. And he got so excited. He turned to me and he high-fived me.
Right in front of her?
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Yeah. What a loser. He was so excited. He's been waiting for this moment.
Mm.
Oh my God. He wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the night. He was like, honey, it happened before the end of the summer. I got recognized.
So, like, is he hiring an agent? Is he Instagram verified? How far have we gone with this?
I let it get into his head, Taylor. So I was like, you know what's next, honey? You know what happens next. Now they're going to start asking for selfies because that happens.
Mm.
I said, you going to allow it? He goes, oh my God, yes. I want someone to ask for a selfie. I'm like, okay, the next is an autograph.
You got to work on that signature.
You got to work on the signature because sometimes they ask for an autograph. So be ready. So he's excited. He wants an autograph. He wants the selfie. He's excited.
I mean, you better hold on tight because as soon as he's gone, he's gone.
I did tell him also, I'm like, somebody might ask you out. And he goes, oh, no, I'm only your Neighbor Man. We can't do that.
Well, yeah, it starts to get a little confusing if you're not actually neighbors.
So, yeah, it's getting into his head, but he's excited.
Well, give him my best. I'm sure he's going to be too big for us now here soon.
He's moving on to other neighbors.
Bigger and better.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I think we've mentioned before that, you know, the older you get, the more difficult it is to make new friends and even keep up with your other friends. Life just takes over.
Yeah.
But you don't really need to worry about that now, thanks to AI. There's a new product called Friend. Okay.
Like it's going to be my friend?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yep.
God.
It's going to be your companion. So what it is...
Yeah, but can it go to the mall with me?
Yeah, it can. Let me explain. So it's a virtual companion. You wear like a necklace. Okay, so imagine... I actually got a big chunky necklace on today. So it would have a built-in microphone in like the pendant or the charm that's on it. It listens to you 24/7. Why are you going to make it sexy?
I don't know.
We're just friends.
I don't know. Just trying to figure out the vibe right now.
There's a microphone in there, okay? And it listens to you at all times, this little AI friend.
Okay, but sometimes you talk crap about your friends behind your back, so this is not working out so much.
Well, okay.
Like, I mean, like, I was talking about you. No, I'm just kidding. I was not. It was a joke.
But it responds to everything you say. Now, it's not to the point where it can talk back to you, because also then everybody else would hear what your little AI friend would have to say. So it texts, it only works on iPhone. So basically, it's like a 2024 version of a Tamagotchi, to be quite honest with you. But it, like, if you're talking about how good your, I don't know, McDonald's French fries are, it's going to respond to you and be like, ooh, are they salty? Like a friend.
This is not good for me. I cannot get this. Do you know how many things that I say out loud that should really just be said inside?
Well, that's what's nice, is like you can get it out when you're, I don't know, in the bathroom, and then somebody is getting to hear it, your AI friend, instead of a real person. Get it out of your system. Mm-mm. It's only $99.
Even this morning I was talking about how I just really needed to go take a number two, a real big number two. And I don't need the AI to hear that and be like, oh, I hope it's a good one.
Wouldn't you rather just have the AI respond than, like, I don't know, feel like you have to? I get that. You're like, I have to tell somebody this.
I wasn't saying it to anyone. No, I was just saying it to myself. I like to say it out loud.
I think there's some deeper issues here. Maybe.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Dude, I was one click away from absolutely ruining Neighbor Man's future yesterday. And I'm not being dramatic when I say that.
No, I believe you. I just am.
You're wondering what virus I almost put on his computer.
Yeah, I know how easily you fall for those suspicious links.
It's like your UPS package got stuck at the warehouse. Click this link. I don't fall for that.
Please don't.
Don't worry. It was no link that looked suspicious. I didn't fall for that. No, he is going back to school to be an EMT.
Okay.
And he assumed that I was the right one to help him with this process, only because I'm the one that's closest to like being back to school, if that makes sense.
So
like,
you went to school last.
Yes, he went to school many, many years ago, but I was the lastest one. So he assumed I know the process of the Kirkwood website. Let me tell you this. That website has been updated since 2016.
Well, yeah, of course it has.
So he pulls up the website and I'm like, I don't know what we're looking at. I don't know what we're looking at. And I don't know what classes you should be taking and which one you shouldn't be taking. Because a lot of the classes looked the exact same. He had multiples of the exact same classes. But some of the numbers were off a little bit. And I was like, I don't know which one is right here. I don't know what's happening. And I'm not an advisor. And I don't really feel like I should be giving you some advice right now.
Well, yeah. Newsflash, you're not an EMT.
Right.
I don't know if you should be the one to tell him what he should be taking.
If somebody's bleeding right now, I'm not the person to go to. I'm the last one.
Clearly. Relationships are about helping each other out. Right. Mm-hmm. And doing nice things for each other. Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're like, why do you think that I know how to do that? And listen, I'm crafty. OK, I like to crochet. I like to paint. But my boyfriend wakes up and chooses violence every single day and thinks that I'm some sort of professional tailor or fashion designer.
Okay.
It happens almost on a daily basis where he's got, I don't know, let's take Saturday night, for example, actually.
This must have happened.
It did.
Saturday night.
It did. You know what? It happened on Saturday night.
What a quinkadink.
He really wanted a pair of jorts. Okay.
So he wanted you to make them?
He wanted me to cut a pair of jeans he has into jorts. I can do that. That's about it. I can't fix seams. I can't hem them. I don't know how to do any of that. What I can do is run a pair of scissors across some jeans. Okay. That's all I know how to do. So he hands me these jeans and I'm like, dude, these are not going to work. These are too tight on your quads, man. You're going to have like biker shorts on. And he was like, well, don't you know how to fix that? Don't you know how to make them baggier? And I was like, I am a radio DJ, for God's sake. What do you think I know how to do? I can't what do you expect me to do? Add more fabric? I don't have any.
I don't think he understands how it goes.
I don't think so either. And then this morning, I've got this nice knit cardigan on today, okay? And he looks at me and he's like, oh my gosh, I really like that. Why can't I find any cardigans like that? And I was like, you know, I don't know. Maybe because it's like not fall time yet. And then he goes, well, couldn't you just make me one? No.
But you do know how to crochet, though.
I'm not like this. I can crochet like a stupid bucket hat, and that's
about it.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that, you know what's funny is I thought the exact same thing. I was like, oh, maybe she could crochet me one, too.
He says that about everything.
Oh, that you could crochet him everything?
Well, can't you just make it? And I'm like, no, I can't.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Keeping an eye out behind me today because I have a feeling somebody is going to come pulling into our driveway looking for something that belongs to them.
What is that?
Well, okay, to explain, I feel like I got to take you back. Like 2 hours ago, Destiny was sitting in my office and we were getting ready for the show. Very quickly, we got sidetracked because I don't know how to explain it, but what looked like a giant body pillow.
Oh, yeah.
Was
that thing
blowing through the yard at Z102.9.
Yeah, but that's what it looks like, but that's not what it is.
No, it's not, because it's full of air, right?
I think so.
And it's plastic.
All I know is I want it.
Well, yeah, it like looks like a marshmallow. It looks like something I want to take a nap on.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get stuff like that, though, so we don't really know where it came from. Or who it belongs to? Is that an expensive
giant
marshmallow?
There is a QR code that you can scan on it. But I've heard lately that like QR codes can be a little fishy.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
That's why I'm like, I don't want to scan the QR code. Someone can hack my phone. Because it's like, it says it on there. So you can scan the QR code to find out who we are or find out something is what it says on there. And I was like, sus. I'm not scanning that QR code.
No.
You're going to hack my phone.
Here's my thought, is if nobody comes knocking on our door today and says, like, hey, have you seen...
You got my pillow?
You got my giant body pillow, which would be really weird. If nobody does that, it's about as tall as I am, okay? And I would like to keep it for Halloween decor. What I'd like to do is drape a sheet over it, because it would make a really lovely life-size ghost.
Oh, that's a good idea. I was thinking it's our new station bed.
Well,
how many of us have said we wanted to take a quick nap before our show and we can't do that because there's no bed?
But it's full of air. What if it pops? I'm not going to be the one to pop it.
Well, then we need to find somebody else to first take a nap and see. We need a dummy. Who would be a dummy to do that?
I mean, I'm down to take a nap. I just don't know if it's going to support my body weight.
I feel like I'm the dummy, but I'm too nervous to be the dummy.
Well... Go take a little...
Wait, workman's comp. I'll do it.
Oh, great.
I want to know, what traditions do you have with your partner? Maybe it's like a holiday tradition. Maybe it's like a nightly tradition. Maybe it's like a weekly or monthly tradition. Any type of tradition. I'm a little nosy little girl. I want to hear all about it. You could tell me and call us at 319-200-1029. Because I think I want to start one with Neighbor Man. We don't have anything yet since we're kind of a new relationship.
No.
And I want to start a weekly tradition.
Okay.
Hear me out. We don't really get to like spend a whole lot of time together because like he works really, really long days. By the time he gets home, we only get like 30 minutes before it's nap time, you know?
So right.
I was thinking our new weekly tradition is Saturday date night. Indoors.
like at home?
Yes. Okay. So I'm thinking it's movie night.
Okay.
I like to drop him off at work Saturday, and I would drop him off at work. I do my like running errands. I go home for a little bit. And then when I go back to pick him up later at night, before I pick him up, I go pick up like dirty dough or like crumble cookie, something real bad, you know,
like
good cookies. And then we come home and we have something bad like dirty dough or crumble, and then we watch a movie.
Okay.
That's what I want our tradition to be. And I'm thinking we start with the Marvel. Like
God, start with that. You're going to be spending a year on it. Aren't there like a million movies?
That's what he said. He's like, honey, you know how long this is going to take us. But I was thinking we start with the Marvel's section.
Okay.
And then we work our way to Disney. Which then will take an eternity. He's never going to be able to leave me.
I was going to say, you're set or you're going to get dumped. I'm not sure what's first. I like hearing what other couples' traditions are because it kind of gives you ideas of like, oh man, maybe we should try to do that once a month or at Christmas time or whatever it may be. So that's why we want to hear from you. What traditions do you have with your partner, you can call us at 319-200-1029. I'd be curious, like you said that you wanted to start watching movies on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Which I have now dubbed Cinema Saturday.
Yes, he did. She gave me a cool name. I like it.
What other like fun date night things do people have, or like things to keep things exciting every week or month or whatever? That's what I'm really interested in finding out.
Oh, more date ideas.
Yeah, more date ideas, date traditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's kind of what I wanted. I wanted something that like is a date that's like low budget, you know, just
you
like,
know it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I wanted something that like, you know, I can look forward to.
Right.
Like if I
but had not stress out about.
Exactly. Like, you know, if I'm having a crappy Monday, okay, I just have to get through the next couple days because I get Cinema Saturday with my boo thing.
You're going to have t-shirts by the end of the week. I'm not kidding.
And koozies.
And mugs and popcorn buckets.
You're damn right I am.
Merch store opening soon.
I feel like if you ask those couples who have been together forever how they keep things exciting, they're probably going to say that they have some specific traditions that they've upheld. And we want to know from you, what traditions do you have with your partner? You can call us at 319-200-1029. Parker, what do you do?
We do a thing we call Cereal Sunday, where every Sunday morning we just have a bowl or two of cereal, watch a show, and just spend a little time making sure that at least some point of the weekend we spend time together.
I love this. It's simple. It has a cute name, which I'm a sucker for. And it kind of reminds me of something. I don't know if I could call it a tradition because it's just something that we have started doing now that we live with a place with a like a deck.
Yeah.
But we have the last couple of Sundays had our coffees outside on the deck, and we're not really on our, like, I wouldn't say it's no phones allowed. But like we're not scrolling on TikTok next to each other.
We just enjoy nature.
We're enjoying the nature. We may be talking about groceries for the week and making a grocery list.
That's not bad, dude.
It's productive, but it's also like time spent together.
Oh my God, I love that. But now you need a name though.
I know.
Because nothing coffee and Sunday. Is there another word for coffee?
Espresso Sunday. Espresso Sunday. Espresso Sunday. It sounds like an underwear thing and now I don't like it anymore.
Ugh.
I don't have.
We got to find another word for like coffee or something that goes with Sunday. Cold brew. No. Yeah. See, you got to find something else. Maybe find another drink.
Or just a new tradition.
Maybe alcohol.
Honestly, I'm going to forget about this tradition and never do it again.
I think you could take, because I know you like murder and you could take what he does. What if you did like Cereal Sunday and it's like Cereal Killer Sundays? I'm just telling you.
With a side of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
The sound of serial killers and attacks.
Honestly, that's my dream.
We've been talking about traditions that you have with your significant other or your partner that maybe are once a week, maybe they are once a month, maybe it's just for the holidays. We still want to hear from you what traditions that you have with your partner. Call us at 319-200-1029. I'm starting one effective this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Cinema Saturday. Thanks for the name.
Of course. That's what I do.
And neighbor man and I are going to watch a movie Saturday night with a dirty cookie from either Dirty Dill or maybe Crumble Cookie. Who knows? And we'll watch a movie starting with Marvel, then Disney. It's going to happen for eternity.
I like that you're starting with a category because that will actually like hold you to it. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it was like any choice, random, you probably also would fight over what movie you'd watch.
Exactly. And you told me your tradition is that you and your boyfriend wake up on Sundays and you drink your coffee on your porch deck on Sundays.
Yeah, we've been trying that the last couple weeks.
However, it doesn't have a sexy name. Not going to lie.
No, it doesn't.
However, I think we might have something.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, the best thing I got is mugs and bugs, okay? To give you a little insight, I got a cornfield in the backyard. So there's lots of bugs.
They're even got merch, dude. It's could happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Mugs and bugs. Imagine the mosquito on it, maybe putting his little face in the mug.
In the mug, but that's not the goal of the whatever.
Mugs and bugs.
You know,
I'm telling you,
we are romanticizing the simple things.
This is a hot date, dude.
Try it. Credit me. For your mugs and bugs dates.
Dude, somebody might steal that and take it to their significant
other. And you know what?
As you should. As you should.
Hey, honey, you want to do mugs and bugs?
I'm going to be like, dude, where'd you hear that? Those freaks in the afternoon.
We want to know, what tradition do you have with your partner? Is it mugs and bugs? I want to know. Is it something better?
Probably.
Call us. Tell us about it. 319-200-1029. Crap, I just put an order in for my merch for Cinema Saturday. And I think I'm going to cancel it because I like bugs and mugs.
Mugs and bugs.
I like that better. That's a better date night.
Honestly, it's a pretty good tradition for something that really does not require any effort at all.
We want to know, what traditions do you have with your partner? You could still call us. Tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
Christy, what do you guys do?
At night, we always say to each other, he says, see you later, Mac Wifey, alligator. And I say, after a while, Mac Daddy, crocodile. He lives out of state. So that's how we end our conversation.
I feel like a lot of people maybe have those, like, traditions of how you hang up the phone mm-hmm. and you don't even realize it.
Mm, we have a requirement. You have to say, I love you.
Oh, requirement.
Well, is that a requirement? But it's like, if you don't say, I love you, then it's like, we try to catch each other not saying it.
What a weird game.
It's not like a requirement. It's like, if you try to like catch the other person not saying it, and then you're like, you would be like,
you call them back?
Yeah.
And yell
like,
at them?
You didn't say I love you. Oh, what was that about?
God. It's just a weird never thing. Want to witness that, please.
It's a fun game. Trust me, it's fun. It's all fun.
Jenny, what do you do in your relationship?
Okay, mostly this is a tradition just because I hate cooking. So we try to once a month go check out a new local restaurant and have a meal there. And it's cool because it gets us out of the house and keeps things exciting. And like sometimes we discover new places.
I really like stuff like this. Mm-hmm. It's hard because I'm sure after a while you're like, okay, we're spending a lot of money going out to eat. But I feel like every time maybe you see a new restaurant pop up, you like add it to your list mm-hmm. and go to it when you can. I think that's a genius idea. Casey, what tradition do you have in your relationship?
Every Tuesday night when we don't have kids, we make wine slushies and we play Uno and Skip-Bo.
I love that idea.
Yes, it's cheap, it's fun, it's at home.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
As somebody who does not have kids, really the only thing that keeps me up to date with like back to school and what's going on with all that is TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm on teacher TikTok right now, which I cannot complain about. I love all of them like decorating their classrooms and stuff
it
like that.
It makes me want to be a teacher. And then I remember all the things that come with it. I'm like, no, thank you.
Like, I am not cut out for that.
No, I don't know how you do it.
But with all of this back to school stuff, I was honestly shook and disturbed to find out that the alphabet song is not the alphabet song that we learned.
It's not?
No, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That song.
Okay.
They teach it differently nowadays. Basically, the pauses. It's the same lyrics, right? Same alphabet. They're not going to change up the alphabet.
I was going to say, well, did we get rid of one?
There's no extra letters.
It's like Pluto all over again.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Don't do that to me.
No, it's not like Pluto. Same.
You're going to tell me P is not a letter anymore?
Same letters. But different pauses, and then the end is a little bit different.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
I'm sorry, that sounds like a completely different alphabet to me.
I kind of liked it.
Here's the thing.
You know what? I kind of liked it.
I understand why they're doing it because there's like two big problem points, which is L-M-N-O-P. There's kids who think that the mm-hmm. they're hearing that as a letter. L-M-N-O is a letter. Or Y-N-Z. Y-N-Z. They think Y-N is a letter.
So that makes sense.
They're getting rid of that. But for some reason, putting the pauses in different spots, hearing her sing that, I'm like, I don't know that alphabet.
You're right. I think it kind of went. Hear me out. I just think it went. It sounded really good. I do now, though, think you add some music to it. It sounds really good.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Kind of vibes.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T.
No.
U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
No, I don't think that helps.
Did it?
No, it hurt, made my head hurt, honestly.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Let's be honest. We've all had that moment where you're having like a cleaning Sunday at the house. Your man's trying to help you out and you're like, God, I can do it better. Just don't even bother.
Mm-hmm.
You wipe the kitchen counter and there's still crumbs.
Yeah.
Just let me do it. I've said that up until yesterday, honestly. I discovered something that I think men are way better at cleaning than us girls. And that is cars. Okay. So we took my car through the wash.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I was like, I want to vacuum it out. I'm finally done like moving crap and there's so much dirt. Let's vacuum this baby out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm reformed. I am a clean car girly now. Before, you would have never caught me dead. But I try to keep my car in decent shape now. And as we're vacuuming it out, I notice my boyfriend's like getting up in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Like in the crevices, vacuuming the cup holders. And I was like, wow, okay. He really is paying attention to detail here. That's kind of nice. I appreciate that. And then we get in the car and he realizes there's some streaks on the window. And he's like, whoa, 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 babe, let me get out and take care of that.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, okay, I love this, but who are you?
You're because not the man I'm dating.
Like you've never noticed a streak on the refrigerator. Why now? You're holding
why
this
the streak?
Up for the streak on the passenger side window. This is crazy. So I don't know how do I bring him home with me? You know what I mean? I left him at the car wash because then he got crumbs all over my kitchen counter afterwards.
Oh my God.
And did not bother to wipe them
dude,
up.
Dude, okay, you got a different man. You got a different species over there because that is not neighbor man at all, dude. At all. You know, it's funny. They always say you date someone who's exactly like your dad.
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, started out my dad, but my dad's car. I remember growing up, my dad's car was always a mess.
Okay.
And neighbor man's car is the exact same way.
Oh, shoot.
Sometimes there are times where I'm like, I don't even know if my feet are on the floor. I don't know what it's on, but it's on something. You know how my car is?
That's what I'm thinking. Normally, it's like opposites attract, but...
No, we the same. You know how my car's a mess. Add that times 20, that's his car. We both got messy cars.
I'm like, who's the driver in your relationship then? Because there's
me.
That in alone is scary.
So I've got a lot of tasks for my sister's wedding, which is coming up so very soon on August 24th. And one of those tasks is obviously I'm the MC for the night. So I'll be announcing like first dance, you know, I'll be announcing that the bride and groom are coming out, all that fun jazz. Okay. Another task that I have for my sister's wedding is I'm doing her makeup.
Ooh, that's kind of scary.
I know.
That's
I'm excited.
A lot of pressure.
Though. No, I'm excited. Because I have been very passionate about makeup for many years. Honestly, I can't even tell you when I started because I have done makeup for as long as I can remember. Honestly, I would say probably as soon as I came out of the womb, I was wearing makeup.
All right.
So she knows that I'm really good at it. So she really wants me to do her makeup. Only rule is that it has to be very natural. She wants to look almost exactly like herself, but she wants to do lashes.
Like false lashes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This girl doesn't wear lashes, though. She doesn't wear falses, so she says she's been trying. It's not going well. I'm going to tell you right now, Taylor, it has taken me probably 2 to 3 years to perfect the false lash. And still, sometimes to this day, they be popping off in the 6 o'clock hour, and I'm like, my lash ain't even on anymore.
Well, here's the thing with falsies is it can be either the best day of your life,
uh-huh.
and they look like they grew right out of your eyeball, or you have an off day, and it causes a full menti bee.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that on wedding day.
Well, dude, even today, I have false lashes on today, and the right eye, I didn't put it on my eyelid very well that it was poking my eye. So I decided to take it off a little bit. So that's why it's like barely on my eye right now, because it was poking me so bad.
Yeah, you can't have it poking her. You can't. This is like definitely dangerous territory.
So she wants me to put the false lash on her.
I think that's almost worse.
So I've done makeup for other people. I've done it before. No problem. I have never in my life put false lashes on another person.
It's hard. It's harder than doing to yourself.
Oh, I bet. So I need to practice before August 24th.
You're not gluing my eyes shut. Sorry, respectfully. Decline
the offer. So my other option is I put false lashes on neighbor man.
Yes, immediately. Yes. Because here's the thing. About a man with an eyelashes. He's going to be your worst client
ever. He's going to be squirmy.
Your sister is going to complain. So much better. Uh-huh. She's at least tried it on her own that he's going to be worst case scenario.
I know. I think he's going to be the best person. I haven't told him tonight is the first trial.
I cannot wait to hear about this.
Oh, I'm going to come tomorrow and I'm going to tell you how.
Single. That'd be bad.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.